Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Malachi, you don't have to turn there, but Malachi 2:17. Malachi 2:17 says, you have wearied the Lord with your words. I don't want to do that, do you? What does that mean? In other words, the Lord is tired of hearing it. He don't want to hear it anymore. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied Him? When you say, everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them, or where is the God of judgment? One of the things that we've gone over repeatedly in this series is that God is good. He's only good. He is not the author of any evil. Evil doesn't come from Him. Are there any Christians attributing evil to God? You know they are. And so people go to school and get degrees and decide that it's much more complicated than an outward scan would indicate. That actually bad things in life can be blessings in disguise. Pausing for effect. That this, you know, losing, you know, everything financially and winding up on the street. I mean, I don't like it, but maybe it's good for me. You know, being sick and having to spend all my time at the doctor and spend all my money and not being able to work and not being able to be there for my family. You know, it's sure hard and rough on you, but you know, we don't really know what's best for us. You know, if the Lord knows this is what I need. Are there any Christians doing this? All over the place. What are they doing? They're calling evil good. It's happening all over the place. What's going to be to the person that calls evil good? Whoa, it ain't going to turn out good. In fact, it's much more serious than we've known and seen. I saw that last night clearer than I've seen it before. This is serious stuff. You don't call evil what God calls good unless you want to get in trouble and unless you want to forfeit some precious things out of your life. In fact, it's the very definition of blasphemy. Blasphemy is speaking evil of God. It's vilifying, slandering Him. It's quiet in here. How many understand it's a bad thing to call good evil? And also, according to the Word, it's a bad thing to call evil good. By the, you know, let's keep talking about this. In fact, you go with me to Matthew 12. Matthew 12. People call evil good. Is cancer good?
No.
Cancer is not good. There is not one good thing about it.
No, sir.
People say, well, I got closer to God and God healed me, so it was good. Getting closer to God is good. Yeah. Getting healed is good.
Yes.
Cancer's bad.
Yes.
Everything about it is bad.
Yes, sir.
AIDS is bad.
Yeah.
There are no redeeming qualities about sickness and disease.
Right.
There is nothing good about heart trouble.
No.
Not one thing. Well, now hold on there, preacher. God knows what He's doing. So what did they just get through doing? Attributing evil to God.
Yes.
They're saying God is the cause and source of cancer. People attribute every storm to Him. Every earthquake, every tsunami, we don't know why God did that. How about He didn't?
Amen.
Amen.
How about he didn't? And how about you better watch about getting in trouble attributing evil things to a good God?
Amen.
If you want to break the cycle, you want to get out of it, you got to quit calling evil good. And you got to quit calling good evil and get it straight. God is good. The devil is bad. Healing is good. Sickness is bad. Abundance is good. Poverty and lack is bad. It ain't complicated. It's not complicated. But see, people think they're so smart that they just realize things you and I don't realize. That it's not that simple. It's actually quite complicated. Of course, they're complicated people. Complicated individual, which is a code word for confused. Confused. Nah, get enlightened, find out the truth, and get free. Somebody say, get free, get free, get free. Poverty's bad. Plenty is good. Sickness is bad. Healing is good.
Yes, sir.
Y'all are just that health, wealth, gospel club. I sure ain't going to join the sickness poverty club. No, we don't have to be ashamed of being healed and being prosperous. Or even if we're not quite there, of going for it. Right? We don't have to be ashamed of that. We don't have to make apologies for that. I don't have to resign myself to a life of lack and sickness and weakness.
No.
I don't have to. Why? Because if it's coming from God, well, yeah, I should submit to it.
Yes.
Which would mean don't try to get better.
Right.
See, it's hypocrisy when people say, well, maybe God sent this disease on me. Well, then don't you dare go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the doctor, try to get rid of it. Try to get out of the will of God.
Come on.
Wow.
Which one do you believe? See, it just don't even make sense. People say, well, maybe God, you know, caused me to lose everything. And yet, they go out and try to get it back.
Yeah.
Both of those can't be right. The problem is people are confused about what's good and what's bad. Are you there in Matthew 12:30? Matthew 12:30. Jesus said, he that's not with me is against me. Are you with him? Or against him? He says, well, I don't know. Then you're against him. I'd made up my mind. Then you're against him. That's what he said. Well, I'm on the fence. No, you're against him. He that's not with me is against me. He that gathers not with me scatters abroad. Keep reading. Wherefore I say to you, wherefore, joins these two, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Is this serious?
Yes.
This is serious. What is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? Verse 32. Whoso speaks a word against the Son of Man, this is speaking against, speaking bad about, speaking evil of. It'll be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it'll not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Is this serious? Now, if you look at the other passages, the situation this came up over was they accused Jesus of casting out evil spirits by the devil. Basically, they called the Holy Spirit the spirit of the devil. Are they calling good evil? And he's warning them of how serious what they're doing is. Do you know similar things are happening today across the body of Christ? How many churches would boldly say that speaking in tongues is of the devil? Or God move and a healing and a miracle occur and the Lord did it. And people say, I don't know about how that's all that. You know, that could be sorcery or something. It's real simple, friend. If you don't know where it came from, keep your mouth shut. Is that right? Don't go to talking against something and it could be the Lord. And you're calling something the Lord did evil. Is it serious business, saints? It is serious business. Now, go with me to the book of, in the Old Testament, we're going to look at Numbers, we're going to look at Deuteronomy. The Lord dealt with me to revisit this. We touched on this a while back, but we didn't get enough of it. So here we're going to get another dose. You ready?
Yes.
Numbers 13. I won't take the time to go into all the scriptures that reveal God telling His people that He delivered out of Egyptian bondage, that He had chosen for them a good land. There must be a dozen scriptures where He said, the land that I've chosen for you, it's a good land. Anybody remember some of these? It's a good land. It flows with milk and honey. I send rain on it. You can get iron out of the hills. And He talked about the fruit of it. Somebody say, good land.
Good land.
Good land. Who called it good?
God
called it good.
Yes.
And what God calls good, don't you call bad.
Right.
Hmm? What God calls clean, don't you call unclean.
Right.
What God joins together, don't you separate.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, who would you be to come behind God? And He said, this is good. And you say, no, it ain't. It's bad. You're the ones about to get some woe.
Yeah.
I don't want no woe.
No.
I want some wow.
Yeah.
Leave off the woe. Yeah. Get the wow. You know who's going to get the wow?
Us.
The ones that agree with God.
Yes.
And if He says it's good,
yes.
I say, Lord, that's right. That's good.
That's right.
And He says it's yours. You go, that's right. It's mine. It's good. And it's mine. Phyllis has two little dogs. They're dandies. Little shih tzus. Little boy and little girl dog. And little girl dog, if it's good, she thinks it's hers. One of them's named Manny, one of them's named Casey. Little boy dog's white. And he's third bigger than Casey, right? He's way bigger than her. He's a boy dog. And the little black, grayish girl dog. Well, if they get a treat or they get a chew, she'll get hers, put it aside somewhere. And if she sees, looks like he's really enjoying his, she'll just go get it and take it out of his mouth and then go lay on hers and chew his. Well, that'd go a long way in being a child of God. Is that right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.